Guten Morgen, Teure Jud, Hemschuch, Teure Jud Ches. Hey, wenn er also so wie Emes Malchei Ha'akum, Emes die Malchei Ha'akum, even the kings among the Goyim, Apapisha Malchim Olenu, even though they rule over us, Ein b'malchus sitter achra, b'b'chinas malchus de dusha v'lein agaba. The malchus of sitter achra, those kings don't touch even the malchus de dusha, don't even get close to it. They have no power over malchus de dusha. Kimi shereit tzadig abo, because anyone who wants to touch the malchus of dusha, zeva zelo neskayim b'yodim. Both of them, he loses control over both. Aino afilo malchusum shalom esoilam nitla mayhem. Not only do they not get control of Malchus Kedusha, but they even lose control of their own Malchus of the Sitra Achra. Ki ha'emuno she'sove Malchusenu mape l'schachmosum, because the emuna that surrounds our Malchus, Malchus Kedusha, is mapil the chachma. Throws down the chachma. She'malchus Sitra Achra toli b'em kenal. Because even the Malchus Sitra Achra is also toli in chachma. Malchus depends upon chachma. The king cannot rule unless he has chachma. Zesha Kosov and Mapolas Mitzrayim. Pasuk says that Mapolas Mitzrayim, Nayalu Sarei Tzayan. They became foolish. Ayadei Yvelis, through their foolishness, Hainu Nefilas Chachmasim, through the fact that the Chachma fell, Nofla Malchusim, they lost their kingdom. That's Mapolas Mitzrayim because of the fact that they became Nayalu, because they became foolish, they lost contact with Chachma. Zeru Sha'omiru Chananya Mishel Vazayim and Vachadetza. This is what they said to the Vachadetza, Ato Melech Aleinu Lechraga. You are a king over us for taxes. But to rule over us in Avedas Hashem and Emuna, you and a dog are alike. They have no power over us at all. What do they mean by that? He didn't touch it all. The Malchus Kedusha was the sharp to our Emuna. When it comes to Emuna, he didn't get close to it. Because, what stopped him? Ki Emuna Seinu Sarevas the Malchus, because our Emuna Kedusha surrounds the Malchus. Meshemedes I saw Miliga Bozor and guards it against the stranger touching it. Mapila Zayt Fahel Sinas Achamim. Those who pursue the Malchus Kedusha were not fit for it. So the Emuna throws him into a sinner against Achamim. And therefore they get no control over it, because once they have a sinner's chum, they lose their entire malchus. Unless Imlay should talk for Yad Hamina Zal Hemuna, unless the Epicurus is so strong and overpowers the Emuna to such an extent that Shemapilas Hemuna until it drives away the Emuna. Because Yochel Kabal Malchus of Dusha Chas V'Shalom, V'chinah Zorek Chal V'na Haskanah, then even they could also receive the Malchus of Dusha Chas V'Shalom, just as the Gemara says that he took this Chalai, he threw it at the Emuna. Chala means the Epicurus, and then the Emuna had to flee. Once the Emuna fled, there was no more God for the Malchus, and therefore they don't take Malchus too. This means somebody could get the Malchus. Avo, the Ben Adol says, Da Yishnodesh Min HaShemayim. And Menicha Nesulikach HaShem. Min HaShemayim, they don't allow these Zorim, those who are not fit for it, to take the Malchus Kedusha, even after the Emuna left. And the Chinas and Nafkas Baras Kolot, Ma Yishlachu Ba'adik HaDlisa Ditzah Ba'adachinim HaDaisa, Yasid of the Mishli Bon Tchel Tzal Atik Da Tzal Ikhani Amadeus. Haino. Aina Ishlaim is Aisiyas of the Bore Emuno. Through the completion of the Aisiyas of the Bore Emuno, Shehu Bechinas Aishas of Bechinas Amadeiso, which is the Aisiyas themselves are Bechinas of Aishas of Bechinas Amadeiso, the wife of Bechinas Amadeiso. Kina Bechinas Amadeiso, the Bechinas themselves are Bechinas Amun. Is a Bechinas Amun, ki bi dosi Amun, because his whole Midah was Amun. Bechinas 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 Yoras is defending that the whole world was received its panosa through the kaya, through the schus, out of Bechinim Adesa. Bechinim Adesa himself has enough by Kav Charuvim, the plate of Charuvim alone from Shabbos to Shabbos. Kav Charuvim, Midas Amun. Kav Charuvim means the Midas Amun, and Charuvim, Bechinas Bereshim. Charuvim is a Bechinas Bereshim that's Reish, the son of Reish, which is Mordechai. Bechinas Birsha Hadar. Bechinas Birsha, which is then Bechinas Amun. That's the Bechinim Adesa. The Aishas, the Bechinas Ha'isiyas Shashleimus Ha'idei Emuna. The Aisiyas Ha'gdeishim Shashleimus Istra Emuna, that's Aisiyas. The Bechinas Rashatemus Avonu Shashleimus Tibne. Avonu Shashleimus, which means the Aisiyas complete, is the Rashatemus and Aisiyas. Avonu Hein Ha'isiyas, the Avonu Ma'a the Aisiyas, the letters. Tanama Sevi Yitzidish, Shloisha Avonu Bainan Shisha Batim. The three Avonu built six Batim, four built up anymore. And these Avonu that the Sevi Yitzidish talks about are the Aisiyas Ha'gdeishim. The Isi is Nishlam Maidve Emunah. And the Isi is become complete through Emunah. What makes the Isi complete? The Emunah Kdesher. Ruchinas Oz Ehefechel Ha'am Safa Bruno. That means Shlemas Isi is. I know you the Emunah. Shul Ruchinas Lekre Kulam Hashem Hashem. If I have Emunah Lekre Kulam Hashem Hashem, I raise Ehefech Safa Bruno Ruchinas Lekre Kulam Hashem Hashem. I have Shlemas Lekre. Shlemas Isi is Ruchinas Ha'tachle Shekolan Lebron. The Shlemas Isis, the completion of these Isis, to make them complete, that's the tachlis of everything that is found in creation. Kikol ha'ilumas nivroi de Isis, because every one of the ilumas, every detail, every particular, was created through the Isis of Teda. The Rechaf is asked from the Isis. So merely the Briah is totally in the Isis. And now, to go further, what are the Isis totally in what's considered Shlemas Isis? The Shlemas Isis su ha'yud. The Yud, little letter Yud, is the Shlemus of all the Aesias. Shul Bechinas Elam Habo HaNevra B'Yud, which is the Bechina of Elam Habo, which is created with the letter Yud. The Gemara says, Ki B'Yudkei Hashem Tzura Elam. Hashem created Elam in both worlds with the letters Yudkei. The K he created this world, Behi Bor Om, Behei Bura Om, and with the Yud he created Elam Habo. So this Yud is the Shlemus of all the Aesias. Two things. One, it's created a lava with it. The second, Shlemus of all the Isis. Like the Zohar Kodesh says that the Yud came crying to Hashem, I am the Ketana Sheba Isis, the smallest, I'm left out. Hashem said to the Yud, you may think you're the Ketana, but the Shlemus HaMispah, for instance, is the letter Yud, tens, hundreds, and so on. The Shlemus HaMispah. And the Chlal, every single ice requires, needs you to become a Sholem in itself. The Yud is the final Nikuda, the dot which is mashed, which completes every single letter. Because when the little Nikuda at the end of the letter is missing, then there surely no Shlemus to the Yud itself, and it has no form. The Yud is saying, Malchus and Higgins are the Yud themselves are in Malchus and leadership. Bechinas Malchus Peh. The Malchus requires these Yud to be born. Leadership is through it's impossible to lead, to command, to rule, unless there is Dibur. So Mela Malchus Peh, Malchus requires Dibur. So Malchus is Nishlam to the Isis. Inside the Ashlamus Isis and Munash and Malchus, as a result, we see the two Nishlamus of Isis and Munash that are in Malchus. So Nishlamus Isis, they know the Tachlus. Which is Tachlis of Elam Haba. Ketzadikim and Menhigim and Selim Bechina Sadek Meshel, Heim Echzim is Malchus, are the Ketzadikim who rule, they are Echiz in the Midah of Malchus. Are the Echidos of Malchus, Echzim Yisi Shibba. Through holding out the Malchus, the Echiz, they have the Echiz, also the letters of Malchus. If they have the letters of Malchus, they have the Shlemus of Malchus. They go further, why are they Echidos of Malchus, the Shlemim, through holding out the Nasis, they were a complete Heim Echzim of Tachlis. They automatically hold up the Tachlis. She Shlemus of Isis, which is the completion of the Isis. Shehi Bechinas Yud, which is the Bechina of Yud, which is the Shlemus Isis. Bechinas Elam Haba, as we said, the Yud is the Bechina of Elam Haba, because Hashem created Elam Haba with the letter Yud. Shemila, they have the Shlemus HaMalchus, and they have the Shlemus Isis, and they have the which is the letter Yud. So Shemila, they have automatically the Tachlis of Elam Haba, which is the letter Yud. So they are the ones who are masig this Tachlis Yeshua Elam Haba that we spoke about before. Ze bechinas tcheles, she bechinas tachlis. Ze bechinas tcheles. Ze because tcheles means tachlis. Like the one of Chulah, tcheles de Mayam, the Mekil, Kisi Akkavish is tachlis. It is Gala Besecha Katalisa, Besecha Marigas and Malchus Kanal, which is in this Gala, in this Katalisa, this Agaz, which is the Marigas and Malchus. And you know, Eishas Hamim and Eishas, they have one of the Shlemos Tivna, which is in this Gala through the Avonim Shlemus, through this Yud, through the Avonim, the Osius of Malchus, that said, he kaili amma di osi, tzadikim masigim at tachlis shu amma di osi kanal. Tzadikim are masig the tachlis, which is an amma, through the Shlemus Osius of Malchus, which is the Yud, which is an amma. Zemachin is b'chol do achecho do ehu, which know Hashem, every one of you, every path you go, everything you do. A person can be masig at tachlis in everything. He called David never be Isis because everything in the world was created through the Isis. Of all Isis, yes, by Shlemus. In each Isis, there is the Shlemus, and the Kudach Reinosh, who Yud, There is always the Nikud Achayda in each eyes, which is the Yud, Bechina Salam Abba, which is Salam Abba. She had Tachas Hamashtam Tumunah Sais Kanal, which is a Tachas which is completes the Tumunah Sais. As we said, that's the Yud that's Mashtam. The male person who can be Masik Bechol Rechecha in everything in the world, he can be Masik the Tachas Salam Abba, because everything in the world is created through the Isis. Every one of the Isis has a Shleimus, which is the Yud. The Yud is the Salam Abba. So everything in the world, you must see the Tachlis of the Mahab. Also the Tachlis, they call it Tchelis. The Tachlis is called Tchelis. Tchelis means the color of blue. Ki Tchelis mi ulav shachad im lavan, because the Tchelis is a mixture of black and white. The ugavon shebein shachad lavan. This is a color that is the intermediate between black and white. When black and white are attached, when they are connected, like the writing ink on paper, which is black on white, the very bottom of this ink. The ink has a certain degree of thickness to it. The part we see on top, the bottom part, which is attached to the paper, which is white. Mokom ha-dibuk, the aikida, the place where it's attached, where it's closest, shom he-miyurovim shochem lovim. At the spot of connection between the ink and the paper, there is the mixture of black and white. The chinos tchelis, which is the chinos tchelis, which is the mixture of black and white, the color in between them. The tachti is ha-ois hu ha-soif hi-atachlis. The bottom of the ice, which means the bottom of the ink, which has the paper, that's the end, and the tachlis, which is the goal which the person who wrote it had in mind. Because when the sefer, the writer, writes, he places the pen with the ink on the paper. Certainly the ink is still far from the paper a drop. Until the sefer presses down, and he presses in the ink into the depth of the paper. Let's say this, the pores there in the paper, he lets the ink sink in. Then the blackness of the ink is attached to the depth of the paper with a very close attachment. This closeness of the ink and the paper, that's the end of the tachlis. That's what the sefer wants. That's the tachlis of it. Not, what is the tachlis? Not the top part of the ink that we see, but the bottom part of the ink that reaches the paper. The place where they are both attached, there the paper and the ink are mixed. The machina of tchelis, a mixture of black and white. Because this is the fact, as we explained, that the tachlis, which is the very end of the maisa, that was in the machshava at first. That was kol of the machshava. Nidli is dati. Moses also is like the fadish to explain. Ki seif hamaisu b'china shachus. What's the end of the maisa? The shachus, the blackness, the show the ink on the paper. The beginning of the machshava is the lubin ha'alyan, the very first, the whiteness, but there's nothing showing yet. Nimtzasha seif ha'maisa shu'a tachlis, shu'a machshava t'chila, the end of the act, which is the tachlis, which is in the machshava at first, the kind of machshava, or b'chinas t'chilas, which is the closest to machshava, because machshava had these two. The tachlis was in the machshava to have these two attached perfectly, to have the ink reach the paper in a perfect unison. This tachlis, which I was in the machshava at first, it's a bechina of tchelis, which is a combination of shachar and lavan, a combination of black and white. We have to understand, therefore, how when we speak about tachlis always, we can understand that the word tchelis means tachlis. Because tchelis means the shochet and lovin combined, which makes up tchelis, and that was the tachlis that was in his mind, the chatchila, and therefore tachlis is the beginning of tchelis. Now we can understand how this Tachlis is included in the words of the Gemara where it says that a Baskel came out and said this. This is the Prina of Tachlis. Zehu Dafkel Baskel Shiyotza. Therefore, Dafkel, the Gemara says that a Baskel came out. Why a Baskel? The Prina is Baskel had Tachlis of Kol Anamorim. Because the Prina of Baskel is a Tachlis of everything. Heino Shema Hapech Kol Dover Medoshe and Seifei. The Baskel takes everything and turns it around from the beginning to the end. Moves the beginning to the end, and the end to the beginning. Shehu HaTachlis, which is a Tachlis. Tachlis, of course, is the end. It takes the end first. The Machshava Tchila takes the end first. So therefore, the Baskel too takes the end and moves it to the beginning. And Chinas Ezel Chacham Areyes and Elot. Shehu HaSefi HaTachlis. Who is the wise person? The Chacham is one who takes the end. Looks always at the end, which is the Sefi of the Tachlis. Now, how do we see that Baskel is Tachlis? What is a baskel? An echo that we hear when a person lets out a sound in the forest or any other place where you can get an echo. Then we hear as though a second person was giving us the same sound, same words, let's say. This echo we hear, mamish, the chush hashmi, with our power of hearing, we actually hear this echo. When a person lets out a word from his mouth, as a shemin gamkein zehadibo bi'atz, we hear this exact word, exactly the way the person said it. So the result is that the baskali echo takes this word and changes the end to the beginning. When the kave is said for the atzmai, he brings the end of it close to himself. The marshal, where's that place? Kish odom meitzi dibur shel baruch. The person lets out the word baruch from his mouth. Bevada yetzei hois beis parishayna. And certainly the beis comes out first. Understood. For the svachik meodom, the hois beis is now at a distance from the person. Then the person lets out the reish of the word baruch. Taking this in slow motion. So first the base came out, now the reish came out. The oz reish caught on the mitzi mei base. Then understood that the reish is now closer to the person. The base, because the base has now left. It's at a distance. The chena kaf shem mitzi baruch. Now they caught on the other one. Zeh yesem mei reish. The kaf last letter of baruch, which the person let out last, is now closer to the person than the reish. Now, which one did the Baskel receive first? Baskel got the base first. This word was going towards the echo. So the echo received the base first, then it got the Reish, then it got the Chof. Which was the furthest away from the Baskel? The Chof. He got the base first. What does the Baskel do now? The Baskel gives us back the word, giving us the base first, and then the Reish, and then the Chof. So it ended up, where's the chof to the baskel? The chof is closer to the baskel. He took the chof, which is furthest from it, and coming towards it, he changed it, but the chof is now closest to it. The baskel takes this word, borach, and ma'apechas oiso, and eshul ha'sefer, it changes it around the beginning to the end. Ma'apechas is ha'beit, sh'tiyeh, kodem, the odom, yesim, ha'reish. Until now, to the person, what happened? The reish was closer to the beis after it left. The baskel gives it back where the beis now is closer to the person than the reish. The reish mi'akof, the reish is closer to the person than the chof. He hears the reish before the chof. Imtza sha'akof, he's safe at tachlis shalat teva. So as a result, the kof, which is the end of the tachlis of the word, which was the furthest from the baskel, because the baskel received the base first and the neish second, the chof last, and the chof was the furthest away. Now this which is furthest is now the closest to the baskel. You can't only shame that the baskel makes the tevas borach b'tchila beizakach b'eshkach chof, because you see that the baskel lets out also the sound with the base first, the neish last, and then the chof. It's a sha'achof shehi atachlis Chof, which was in the beginning furthest away from the baskel, now comes out of the baskel last. Achshav this kare b'tachlis hakiruv. Now is it closest to the baskel itself? Because the baskel turned the table around. Therefore, we understand that baskel is an idiot of tachlis. Tachlis takes the end and makes it tachlis akinuf. V'zeh shenofek bas kolo, bas kol dafka. V'idea ezoiz the bas kol notifiles as my eslo v'yadei katlisit zavid amachir v'daiso, v'yasino v'yashanye v'etchenu tigam v'yosi. The bas kol, which is a tachlis, notifiles as that one, the tzadikim can take through the shlemus ha'isiyos, which is the in the Malchus, they can take that and arrive, they can be masik at the tachlis, which is the yud, which is alam ha'por. And Kalashena Benazal. Siyum HaMishtoi, the rest of the Gemara's are speaking about Mishtoi, that the Rambam has spoke. Ha'ele Lav Yehudo Hindur Mishtoi, Ush'ara Ma'amorim Ka'ele Amavoyim Shom Ba'basa Acha Ma'amori Yadam Vachona. All those Mishtois which are brought after the Amor Yadam Vachona and Ba'basa, Sheheim Omar Yehudo Ba'nosan, is one, of Ma'aseh Ba'lazim Yeshua, Hakol Yovei Al Hanochem B'Seif Likutei Tanim B'Simen Dalet Hei V'Zayin. So he brought later in the Likutei Tanim B'Simen Dalet Hei V'Zayin. Ve'echno Rei Shom Kimitzu V'Agel Nafshecha. You'll find pleasure. Look there, you'll find it. Mitz Hashem. Ad Heina Azrunu Rachamecha. T'mah Hashem helped us. Sayim Amorei HaMishtoi. To finish the Amorei HaMishtoi. Asher Estilu Bohem Ginzi Ademalkil. Which they hid treasures of the king, Kulu Tanoi Bikulamuroi, or Tanamuroi. Ka'an at Sisu with Miloi de Nafkin Behadato, listen to my words which come out with Teferis, Shvar Ale Lachaluye Biapi Malkavosa, where they are Yefi enough to show it before the king, before kings. Mechachmusoi in Galalachai Gitsas Lai Lausso, Mechachmo Rabbeinazal will reveal to us. Little bit to understand. Gedulas habayde genizin iloyin hasfunin besafred etzniusa. Gedulas habayde, which is hidden, seidet tzalyanim in safred etzniusa in the Zayin Kaddish. Asaya v'temahaya di ova di mona lakor shmaya. Isis and Isis, which Hashem did to us. A galay slana itin that Isis to reveal to us. Eitzis ataira. V'nerech nifla v'nera hashabal achol nefesh. This goes to his karev, al yodam, la dibra, kula, la mevet, la usa, become zechet, and his karev, through them, by the eilam, who created everything with tzaynay, by the shmei, li eilam, mikol, la chosav, vishin, asav. Baruch Hashem.